Remaining attached to your old life is the first and final act of self-sabotage, and releasing it is what we must prepare for to truly be willing to see real change.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project.
Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Today on the podcast, we are talking about why strangers are often more supportive of you and what you're doing in your business than the people that you actually know, love, and care about. And while that's a topic that really can irritate people and also feel frustrating, I do have some like empowering advice that I think is going to leave you a bit more settled with it. But before we get into that, I really have to give you an update because I mentioned a couple episodes ago that I was hosting a massive party, and that is still true. As of the day we're recording, it's tomorrow. So I invited well over 100 people to my home, which I haven't invited that many people to a party since my wedding, which was 10 years ago. And tomorrow, people are supposed to show up. Now, I'll be genuinely curious what happens. Over 75 people have RSVP'd, yes. But like, how many people are going to show up that didn't RSVP at all? At our wedding, that number was like 10, but we had like twice as many people invited. I think we had over 250 guests at our wedding, which is just really wild. But I'm excited. And this is one of those first parties that I'm doing most of it myself. You know, in general, I think the majority of you do some sort of potluck style, regardless of what the party is. When you're bringing over friends and family, people bring dishes, whatever. This time I was like, everybody just show up. And then I was like, wait, it's during dinner time and we have to feed 75 people. But I'm excited. It's going to be kind of a mix of appetizers and some of my favorite recipes and then holiday treats because of the time of year. And normally, when I bake too many things and we have so many leftovers, but now I think hopefully they'll all just go out the door. So I can still have my family favorites and send people on their way with treats. Also, this week, when I'm recording this, we just launched the brand new Creative Template Shop website. I am so excited that it's out into the world, and also am having that like post-launch letdown. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but when something really exciting happens, when things kind of go back to normal, you're like kind of depressed about it. I don't know how else to explain it, but this was such a huge momentous day. And the crazy part is I got some like insane news. Insane news. The same day we launched the site, which you guys wouldn't hear about or know about until next year, but it definitely just made the day even wilder. And so I am just kind of in recovery mode right now. I also have had a headache for 3 days, which is never fun. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, and if you haven't been to the new creativetemplateshop.com, please go do that. It seriously represents years of work, hundreds of hours of edits, planning, execution, and testing. And this wasn't just like a new pretty homepage or new pretty website. We rebuilt everything from the ground up. We looked at every single template, every download sheet, every word on every page. We looked at the entire membership programming, purpose, and structure, and all of it's new. And so I am floored that it's out into the world, but it just feels so strange. It feels so strange, and I'm so excited. We've welcomed so many new members, and I really look forward to you being a part of the community if you haven't joined already. You can find out more at creativetemplateshop.com/membership. I'd love to see you inside. We are really focused on helping you earn more, work less, and have tools that save you time. If you haven't yet followed me over on Instagram, do that really quick while you're listening. You can go to Boss Project on Instagram, and then my personal profile at Abigail Says is linked in the bio. I would love to hear from you, hear a little bit more about your holiday plans and how you're prioritizing rest this season. I've been doing business long enough to know that strangers will always support me more than those that love and care about me. And that can feel like such a strange phenomenon, and one that can leave you feeling really disoriented or even off track in your business. And so today I wanted to provide some insight as to why that's happening and how you can use this as an opportunity instead of something that you find continuously frustrating. Now, this is a topic we've explored before, so much so that if you were to Google this, we are in the top two hits on Google. So I definitely encourage you, if you want to continue to explore this more, go back to episode 409, which is almost half the show ago, because we're now on episode 803. Go back to episode 409 and you can hear us in a more discussion format explore this topic. But today, I'm going to provide some new perspective. Now, I am sure you have people in your life that love you and support you and cheer you on. And I'm sure you also have people in your life that are sort of supportive or sort of helpful, but maybe you feel held back or let down or frustrated by the way in which they talk about you, your career, or your business. And I need you to know why people are not always supportive. I think there's a lot of listeners to this show that are the kind of people that are people pleasers, that are going out and doing things to make the rest of the room comfortable, that are providing opportunities for more peacekeeping, and you just want to feel comfortable. And I get it. I am all of those things and more. And I've spent a lot of my life having those things be things that held me back. And now I see them as a massive opportunity to leverage them and really understand what's happening. So when we look at people that are just not totally being there for us in the way that we hoped they would be, it's generally because they're reflecting their own fears or that feeling of being stuck. And the more success you have, the more it threatens who they are and what level of success they have or feel. They could be reflecting to you things they are fearful or skeptical or frustrated by that don't reflect your feelings at all. And sometimes we can put so much weight in what other people think, feel, or say, especially when they're super close to us, that we will make different decisions entirely simply because of the kind of feedback we're getting from those people that are around us. Now, I imagine some of these conversations are people that we think are supportive of us, and they really are just nice to our face and not necessarily supportive behind the scenes. Or perhaps they're jealous and they're just acting in this really odd way that can be really off-putting. That being said, there are people that genuinely love and care about us that still provide insight that's not helpful. And those that are most supportive, or they think they're being the most supportive, are generally people that are also trying to keep us safe. Now, I typically see this most coming from parents or parental figures, spouses or partners, people in our life that are very, very close to us and potentially are going to be the ones that have to, quote unquote, save us if we screw this thing up. They will say things like, you know, you could do that, but I'm not sure about XYZ. Or that sounds fun or exciting or amazing, but, and there's always some sort of but that is providing some fear-based response around what could happen. And owning a business all on its own has its own set of risks. And you, as the business owner, decided the risk was worth the reward. And the people around you may have stronger risk barriers than you do. And so you have to be willing to listen and decipher, is this skepticism, fear, that's something I should actually be paying attention to because it is highlighting a risk that I didn't foresee? Or is it highlighting a risk that's a known risk and you're okay with that? Now, I think the far opposite end of the spectrum is you could potentially have people in your life that love and support you that do it to the extent that they are what I would call like a yes man, where they are constantly cheering you on to the point that you can't even decipher if something's a good idea anymore. Because they're constantly telling you, do it, go for it. And sometimes you do need someone to play devil's advocate, especially when you're running a business by yourself. But strangers want to see people win. Think about it. Think about your own behavior. Think about how you show up. When you're scrolling TikTok and someone's doing something that you can tell is something they're scared of or intimidated by, are you like rushing to cheer them on in the comments? Are you someone who sees something on the news and you get emotional about someone else's success? Like, we are affected by other people's stories. But as a stranger, we are more invested in the underdog winning than trying to tear them down. Like, we are constantly wanting to cheer and lift people up. But the closer they become to us, the more they become that mirror. That's why the distance provides an opportunity for people to be excited. Strangers are just less biased. They have less emotional involvement in your outcome. And they're not going to be affected by your decisions. Some of the people around you are. You know, I've even seen people do this with their own team, or they're going to get validation or support from people internally. And if they're constantly telling you yes, that's not always helpful. But they may also be more risk averse because they're worried it's going to affect their job or their future in this company or the direction of the business. I think the one that's probably the most disorienting, though, is someone you love who is just not there for you in the way that you want them to be, and yet you see how they behave towards other people, and it's super supportive. It's super inspiring. It's super exciting. They are there for others in the way you wish they were there for you. And that is frustrating as hell. The irony of the whole thing is often we are doing the same thing that we're frustrated by. And you need to watch yourself, you know? Like, if you're experiencing this and noticing it, I would encourage you to also think about and notice when you're doing it to other people. Now, don't beat yourself up too much about this, but I do think it's important to acknowledge that it is just because it's human behavior. The reason we do this, the reason other people do this, is because it's how we're wired as humans. I think it's really easy to start thinking about all of these moments in time. My husband's the kind of guy who will be full of ideas. I can't tell you in the last 10 years how many times he has come to me with this grand plan for a new business he could start. And yet, I take all of this bias with me about his past behaviors or the past things he's done. And do I want to do the work? And I realize, like, why am I passing judgment on an idea that's his? And if he wants to pursue it, fantastic. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to be the one doing the thing. I was having a conversation with, I'm trying to remember when or where this was, but it was either in the co-op group, on a coaching call with a client, or in my DMs. I couldn't tell you. But they were saying something to the effect of that they wanted to support their spouse in their career. And then they were finding themselves constantly trying to figure out how they could build their own thing and do their own thing. And would turn down these ideas from their spouse, but it was because they were the ones assuming they were going to take on that responsibility. And I think that's often what's also happening in reverse. Like, if someone is telling you, oh, I don't know about that, is it because when you're sharing the idea, they think it's going to impact how they have to show up or things they will have to do? And maybe it's not in the business. But is it the effects of you making that decision? Like, for instance, say you're talking with your partner and you're like, hey, I want to start speaking on stages more and traveling more. And the look on their face just goes blank and white. And you have two kids under five. Like, amazing. They want you to see you pursuing your dreams. And they're thinking about, how often am I going to have to solo parent? Like, of course, they're not as supportive as you want them to be because they're thinking about how it affects them. Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. One of the best pieces of advice my therapist ever gave me was that we shouldn't look for validation or for support from one person in every area of our life. And let me explain. You likely have key people that you love and trust. And we could be talking less than five, maybe only two people, maybe one person on this planet that you feel this intimacy with. I don't care if they're a great friend, a romantic partner, the type of relationship is less important. It's more the closeness. And we will often put all of this weight on how we want and need them to show up for us. In all of these areas, personal life, business, career, future aspirations, how we spend our finances. Like, I could go on and on and on. And there's all these different aspects, even like spiritual, even like supporting your health journey or whatever. Like, there's so many things, okay? And if we put all of those things on another person, we will be disappointed every time. Because that person doesn't exist. There is no one person that can support all of you in all of those areas except you. Like, a lot of this comes back to being more self-reliant, more self-reflective. And when we go to get feedback, that we purposefully align people to different areas of our life that we need support in. Like, you can have a group of people that support you spiritually. You can have a group of people that support your family. You can have a group of people that you lean on to discuss business ideas with. You can have someone else where you talk about challenges with business. Like, that doesn't even have to be the same person. The idea person doesn't have to be the person that's management struggles. And sometimes these people aren't friends, which is also like a mind-blowing experience to be at the point in your life where the support you need is something you have to pay for. I know that's so frustrating, but that is often true. Sometimes the people that are going to be the most supportive are people you do pay because that's their job. I would encourage you to think about the next time you go to seek advice. Is this the right person? Like, are they going to actually give me perspective? Or am I just looking for validation? And if you're looking for validation, then we need to understand, is that warranted? Or is it because we just need to be told that the decision we already made is a good one? And if we're seeking validation on a decision we've already made, you already made it. Do it. And then test and see what the results are. And if we don't like the results, then we can change our mind. I think often the reason we seek validation is because we desire someone to tell us what we already know so that we can see it ourselves. And so if you need to have someone reflect back to you what you already know, like, there are ways to do that for yourself. You can record an audio note in your phone and play it back to you. You can write it down and then read it later. I can't tell you how beneficial it has been to have this podcast, to write emails, to journal, because it gives me an opportunity to get outside of myself to see what I'm saying. I know when I really started to think about who supports me in what area and stopped like trying to have a friend or a loved one be there for me in all of the ways, I was so much happier and so much more satisfied with the relationships I do have because I could see the strengths that they had and appreciate them in where they do show up for me. And it allowed me to let go of the areas that they didn't and realize it's not their lack of support. It's I have a lack of support. So where can I find it? It's not about making them support you. It's about finding the support you need. Ultimately, this need for support or validation is likely because we're growing and changing and becoming a new version of ourselves. And as we shift, so do those relationships, so do those surroundings, so do the people we include in our lives. And I saw this quote the other day. I don't know what book it is from. It's just, I literally saw a page on a book. I can tell at the top that the book is written by someone called Brianna West, but it's spelled W-I-E-S-T, Weest. I'm not sure how to say that. Anyway, here's the quote, okay? This may make you cry, but that's okay. Your new life is going to cost you your old one. It's going to cost you your comfort zone and your sense of direction. It's going to cost you relationships and friends. It's going to cost you being liked and understood. It doesn't matter. The people who are meant for you are going to meet you on the other side. You're going to build a new comfort zone around the things that actually move you forward. Instead of being liked, you're going to be loved. Instead of being understood, you're going to be seen. All you're going to lose is what you built for a person you no longer are. Remaining attached to your old life is the first and final act of self-sabotage, and releasing it is what we must prepare for to truly be willing to see real change. I don't know about you, but it just really hits home, and I think all of this stuff is interconnected. How supported you feel affects your attitude towards those you love and care about. And when it's not coming to you in the way that you want and need, you can feel like there's something wrong with those relationships and the people you care about. And sometimes it means in a growing season, you may have to let go of some people. You may have to let go of some relationships, some circumstances, and you're going to have to find a new crew along the way. But you are the glue that's going to hold it all together. You are the only one who knows what kind of support and where you're lacking it right now. And strangers supporting you is a beautiful thing. It's not something to be frustrated by. In fact, I think it can be super empowering. I often see so many people hold back because they know people they love are watching. Like, really think about that. Are you not posting exactly what you want to be posting on social media because you know your mom's going to see it? Are you worried that your aunt is going to share something that you put out there? Like, you know, I've seen some people just create entirely other profiles that are hidden from their families to help them deal with this. But I don't necessarily think that's necessary. You don't have to go hiding your career from the people you love because you're worried about what they'll think of you. Who cares what they think of you? Some of the people in your life, just because they're blood, doesn't mean they deserve your attention. And they may just be impressed, some of them, not all of them, by how much more yourself you are when you don't worry about the reactions of others. It's hard. It's really hard to show up in that way where you're truly, genuinely your whole self without hiding some piece of yourself. Society tells you to be a certain way. Your family tells you to be a certain way. You have this specific view of how you think society wants you to show up that may be different from the norms you were taught, but you're still convinced if you show up this way, then that will bring you more success. You know what I'm saying? It's like why people only shared curated images on Instagram for so many years, like because they thought that was the thing that was going to make them successful. And it did. So like that's the other piece that's frustrating is sometimes those things are still true. Sometimes you hiding a piece of who you are may mean you get somewhere further faster. I had a conversation with a client a couple days ago and she said something and I told her, you know, this industry has a lot more to do with your relationships than people want you to know. And there are relationships that I have decided not to have because I ethically don't feel in alignment with growing my business in that way. And she was like clapping. But that's the thing. Like sometimes you know what could bring you different levels of success or who could support you in new ways. But you sticking true to who you are and your values and how you want to be and how you want to show up, it's just going to feel so much more in alignment and come to you with so much more ease. And honestly, I think there's a lot that can happen in a very, very positive way if we just imagine that everything we put out there is for someone who's never met us before. I think it's going to challenge you both to show up in a way that you haven't previously, but also it's going to make you better at your job. You're going to have better messaging because you're going to be clearer about what it is that you do or how you help people or how you show up. You're going to showcase your expertise, your previous results you've gotten for clients. You're going to be more forward with those things. We so often shrink ourselves for the validation and support of others. And I get that it's never going to be easy because we're always going to care what other people think. We're literally wired to care what other people think. You need people in your life that are just going to tell you you're amazing. You also need people in your life that are willing to go through something with you and help you understand the challenges and the opportunities. You need someone who is gonna play devil's advocate. You need someone who's an idea person. And you need all of those things across every area of your life. Because the person who's gonna be playing devil's advocate about how you parent is not the same person who's gonna play devil's advocate in your business. And I'm not saying this means you need 40 people that you're going to. You're gonna find your group of people, the bizarrest linkages between things. Like your partner in life, your romantic partner, they may show up for you in 20 different ways, but there's like four or five that you really feel like you need someone else to help you out in. And that's fine. That's amazing. And you can appreciate how they do show up for you in a bigger and better way. So sure. Strangers will often support you more than the people you actually know. And that could be beautiful and exciting. And some people are going to mirror back to you the risks or their own views on things. Some of those are healthy. Some of those are things that you do need in your life. And some of them represent areas you may need to let go of a person. It is far less about wishing or hoping or putting someone in a position where you want them to support you better. I'm not saying there's certain people that shouldn't rise to the occasion. There absolutely is. But more often than not, it is changing a little bit of our own expectations. And sometimes it is just a matter of showcasing what we need. Is the reason you're not feeling supported because you didn't communicate what you do need? Or what you do want, or how you do want someone to show up for you, there are certain people in your life that you should sit down and have a conversation with about this and say, hey, I see you being amazing. It's supporting me here, here, and here. But right here, this area, I am so let down. And talk about why. Don't talk about what they did wrong. Talk about what you would like them to do. What would be helpful to you? What would take weight off your shoulders? So much of this comes down to communicating your expectations with those around you and allowing people to rise to the occasion. And if they don't, or if they won't, or if that's unhealthy, then it's okay to let people go. And you very well may need therapy and additional support throughout that process. But what I can tell you for certain is that Boss Project is here to help you succeed financially. We want to see your businesses grow and help you build real wealth that fuels your future, that allows you to save and invest and build revenue streams that are going to support you for the rest of your life. I believe your business is your biggest asset financially, and I want to help you leverage it. And I want to help support your business in ways that maybe you're not being supported by those around you. Not just with strategies and new ideas, but someone in a group of people who understands that life makes work challenging and that you are going to run into situations that you are going to have to move through and figure things out and to have a community that's there for you along the way. I built the co-op so you would have the tools, the strategies, and the support you need to build your business, to work less, and to make more, to save time. And I want you to be a part of it. You can go find out all the details at creativetemplateshop.com/membership and see what's inside. And if you have questions, do not hesitate. Please send me a message. Like I said, you can message me over at Boss Project, or you can find my personal profile at Abigail Says, and I will personally answer your questions. I would love to see you there. And I am ready to support you in the area of business. And where I can't support you, I will help identify opportunities because I want to see you whole and healthy and wealthy. Have a great rest of your day. And I hope you come back and listen again soon.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.